Rogers. Back to the KQ Morning Show.
We are back. 5:45, quarter till 6, KQRS News and Information. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Domino joins us. And Chris, I think, now I don't read pre-read the news, but the headline looks really, really good. Jamie Kloss, the 13-year-old girl missing since her parents were shot to death at Barron, Wisconsin, in their home 3 months ago, was found bedraggled and malnourished but alive Thursday after fleeing her captor and seeking help from neighbors in a remote rural area in northwestern Wisconsin. So she is okay. Is that correct?
From what I understand, she's alive. She was dehydrated, malnourished, yeah. and she's in a hospital. So it's great news. Candace told me about it late last night. It was kind of nice.
It is really phenomenal. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald announced late Thursday afternoon that his agency had been notified by the sheriff in Douglas County, two counties to the north, that Jamie had been found there. According to the Douglas County Sheriff, Jamie was found east of the town of Gordon at 4:43 p.m. on Thursday, and a suspect was arrested minutes later. She was being examined at a hospital late Thursday night, was to be reunited with family members. Residents of an area of woods and cabins about 9 miles east of Gordon, which has a few year-round residents, just few, described the dramatic moment when Jamie was found. Kristen Kaczynskas, I think is how you say it, a teacher at a nearby Northwood School who lives on South Eau Claire Acres Circle with her husband. Look, you can pick one, but not all three. You can't have South Acres and Circle.
No.
Well, you'd be South Eau Claire, Eau Claire Acres, or Eau Claire Circle. Can't have all of them. You're being greedy, don't you think?
Yes.
Peter and her children said they that around 4 p.m., a neighbor walking a dog frantically knocked on their door. Standing with her was a skinny, dirty girl with matted hair wearing shoes too big for her feet. This is Jamie Kloss. Call 911, the neighbor said. So sounds to me like a very brave strong woman said, hey, this is over. Pretty cool.
Yeah. The problem now is, Tom, hopefully medically, when all that stuff is taken care of, mm-hmm. boy, her life is obviously so different than what it was before all this started. And because when you arrest a suspect, she's going to have to speak. She's going to have to. And I can't even fathom what that is going to be like after going through not only the ordeal, but trying to get healthy and then being thrown back into that, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and living life without her parents, because right. I don't know if she knew her parents were dead or not. Do we know if she knew they were? I probably not.
I had heard this morning that they did. She did.
She really? Did know they
she
were
did
dead.
She did know that they'd been shot, which is, makes it so much more awful.
It does. It absolutely does. 13 years old.
Yeah.
Good God.
And I know it's their job, Tom, but there's going to be a defense lawyer who's going to have to defend this person.
Oh.
And you're going to make a teenager, you're going to make a young girl have to go through what the system says she's going to have to go through.
Yep, it's absolutely true.
I can't imagine having my young relative missing for this. I mean, it's got to be absolute effing anguish.
Oh, God, yeah. Not no, and that was 3 months.
3 months, Tom.
She was gone for 3 months. Jamie was quiet. Her emotions pretty flat, Peter Kaczynskas said. The woman who found Jamie asked that her name not be used, saying she was exhausted and unnerved by the dramatic events of the day. In a phone interview late Thursday, she said that Jamie came up to me and said she wanted help. She said she was pretty sure who the girl was, adding that most everyone who lives in Wisconsin has seen Jamie's photo on the news or on posters hung up in businesses. Any doubt the woman had was erased when Jamie gave her name. The two quickly made their way to the Kaczynskas home. In 20 minutes, Jamie was in their home. The couple tried to make her feel more comfortable. They said they offered her water and food, but she declined both. Kristen introduced Jamie to their new pup. Be Penny. Oh, we gotta be Penny. Jamie told the Kaczynskas that she didn't know where she was or anything about Gordon. From what she told them, they believe she was there for most of her disappearance. I honestly think I'm dreaming right now. It was like I was seeing a ghost, Peter Kaczynskas said. It was scary and awesome at the same time. My jaw just went to the floor. Late Thursday, investigators blocked all streets leading to a cabin in the 14,100 block of South Eau Claire Acres Circle. As they combed for evidence, the resident is believed to be that of a 21-year-old suspect who was reportedly being held in Douglas County Jail. Authorities declined to release any further details late Thursday, but plan a 10 a.m. Friday news conference. That's 10 a.m., of course, central time for people listening nationally. Jamie disappeared October 15th from her rural home about 2 miles outside of Barron, where her parents, James and Denise, were found shot to death. She had not been seen or heard from since. Several intensive searches took place in that area, but none yielded any clues. And for weeks, Fitzgerald has been saying that authorities had no new leads. Sue Allard, Jamie's aunt, overwhelmed and crying, could barely express her joy after learning the news. "Praise the Lord," she said during a phone interview between sobs. "It's the news we've been waiting on for 3 months. I can't wait to get my arms around her. I just can't wait." What a story this is. You know how rare, from what I understand, obviously I'm not one of the authorities here, but how rare it is to find somebody 3 months later.
Yeah.
God, that's terrifying. And I guess we're going to find out what this young lady had to go through for 3 months, for 90 days. It looks like a 21-year-old guy kidnapped her. I don't know. I assume he'd be the same guy who shot her parents, you think?
I'm guessing, yeah. It's, you know, you can't completely assume, but I'm guessing 90% sure.
Yeah. So basically, his intention, just on its face, his intention was to kidnap her, and he had to kill her parents to do it?
Yep, sadly enough.
Kind of looks like it. What a story, ladies and gentlemen. From the Barron County Sheriff's Department, Jamie Kloss has been located. On Thursday evening, the Barron County Sheriff's Department was notified by the Douglas County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Department that they had located Jamie Kloss alive shortly after this is a suspect was taken into custody in regards to this case. We do not have any other details at this time. I just, like I said, she's alive. A woman stepped up and did what she could do, went to the Kaczynskis' house, got her safely in there. So, lady, I know you don't want to give your name, but you are one hell of a hero. Because some people, I don't want to get involved. Oh, you don't? Really? So, congratulations. Very, very strong. Wonderful for Barron, Wisconsin. That's terrific news.
And Tom, the one story, if Elizabeth Smart, is obviously the national name that people know who has really gotten on with her life. Now, there are circumstances in this case that are going to be different. But Elizabeth Smart, I hope at some point, I'm not sure how much she actually does. But you would think that the best case scenario of getting on with your life, at least publicly, Elizabeth Smart has really pulled herself together out of what was a harrowing. And I think at 14, she might have been 14 years old herself when all that started with her.
I think that's exactly right. We'll keep an eye on it, obviously, but the great news is Jamie Kloss is alive. She has been found. She is safe at this point. Now, unfortunately, a 13-year-old girl has to go through just pretty much hell to get this guy sent where he needs to go.
Yep.
Good God. Well, did it say it was a guy? Did it say it was a man or a woman? It said a 21-year-old, so I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Right.
I have no idea, so we'll find that out, too.
I do, I like when they resist arrest and they get pumped with a couple rounds. I don't mind that. I really honestly don't.
Sorry, I don't either.
I just don't.
No, I'm right there with you. Shoulder to shoulder with Mordahl. That's the key.
Just crumpled and dead in the door. Sorry, want to see the picture.
I don't know what happened. The gun accidentally discharged, and yeah, we're going to have news on that story all day long, but a great way to start a Thursday evening, a Friday morning, knowing that she is alive. Just the fact that she's alive is, to me, a miracle. It's unbelievable. A lot of times those guys or women or whoever do that kind of thing, all of a sudden realize a couple of weeks in, it's like, oh my God, this is horrendous.
Yep.
And they end up killing the person that they have. So thank God that didn't happen. Wonderful.